This is MSO, newsports.com, and we're joined by John McGinn, the town administrator, town of Marblehead. And John, welcome to our website, and great to see you.
Pleasure to be with you, Bill.
All right. Well, we're trying to get some updates on some news stories in Marblehead, and clearly we're going to talk about the town meeting that will be coming up in May, beginning on May 2nd. But in preparation for that, even today, on Thursday, the selectmen met. And what kind of things were they talking about early in the morning here?
Well, we had initial budget reviews with the various departments that fall under the Board of Selectmen. And so departments like police and fire, highway department, tree department, council on aging, all those various departments came in this morning and presented their budgets to the Board of Selectmen. And so those budgets were reviewed and approved, and that's after going through the sort of the administrative process of being reviewed by finance and myself, and now we'll go on to the town's finance committee and leading up to, you know, presenting the budget to town meeting in May.
Right, and so the finance committee has yet to look at those budgets, or are they probably involved in some way?
Well, they're involved in a higher level, but they will now look at them in a more detailed level, and that process will transpire over the next month or so. Yeah. And then they'll put their recommendations together in the finance committee report that goes to town meeting.
And as we speak on Thursday morning, and we'll talk about the town meeting again in just a moment, but wild weather night around the North Shore with thunderstorms, high winds, and all that. But apparently, Marblehead, you guys escaped with all the big old trees in town without a lot of damage.
Fortunately, you know, I spoke with our tree warden this morning, and they had a few isolated situations of some tree damage, which they dealt with. But, you know, we were overall pretty fortunate in terms of what could have happened with the wild weather that was last night.
You know, in the streets right around the Abbott Hall neighborhood here are so small, you must be kind of breathing easy this winter compared to what happened here last winter. Huh? What a mess this must have been.
Yeah, so last winter, it's, you know, I don't want to jinx ourselves because we could still see quite a bit of winter ahead of us with the whole month of March ahead of us. But compared to last winter, this has really been a welcome relief in terms of last year. I think we had, you know, officially over 111 inches of snow that fell in roughly a 30-day period. And so because of the narrow streets, as much effort is, it's not just simply a matter of plowing. We also then have to be involved with snow removal for multiple days so that we can just make the streets in the historic area in particular wide enough to be usable.
No, it's incredible when you go like to a mall parking lot and you see the big piles of snow last winter. But then if you come back down here to your small streets right around the neighborhood here, I don't know how you ever did it. I really don't.
Well, we're fortunate to have a great crew that works. We do all of our snow operations with town forces and on our own, and they do a terrific job, and they've been doing it for years, so they're pretty good at it.
No, I'm sure. Well, let's go into to town meeting, and you know, I've covered, as I was telling you before, a number of town meetings over the years in Marblehead, and it's for a town the size of Marblehead, which is about 20,000 ballpark, and it's still that open town meeting. So it's not a representative town meeting, which is still a great thing to see.
Yeah, open town meeting is for anybody who hasn't experienced it is really, you know, a lot of people would say it's the purest form of democracy because you just have to be a registered voter, and you have as much say as anybody else. And so we certainly try to encourage people to come to town meeting. A lot of important things happen at that, all of the town's budget, any capital projects that we're going to undertake over the next year, variety of things have to be approved at that town meeting. And we, this week, you know, finalize the warrant, which will be posted next week, and that really kicks off, puts everybody on notice of the items that town meeting will be taking up.
Well, I'm going to make this a two-part question here on you here, but I know you have a warrant for a possible warrant for a new fire engine here. Did you add snow plows after last winter here to the town meeting last year?
Well, we will be buying, as we do every year. We have a regular cycle that we go through for the replacement of vehicles, and just as we do every year, there are some vehicles that are involved with snow plowing that are due to be replaced. So that's part of what we'll be taking up at town meeting this year.
But and so the fire engine, is there details on that that need to be shared with folks? Now, what's the ticket price on something like that?
So the selectmen voted to put an article on the warrant to seek funding for a new fire engine, which it's a pumper that would be replace the one that is currently down at our Franklin Street substation. And that's the price tag on that is $650,000. So we'll be looking for approval of that at town meeting.
All right. There's also, as far as items that are going to, impact items in the town would be the Gary School. Maybe explain that piece to us.
Gary School is the oldest school that we have here in town, and it is in dire need of upgrading. And so contemplated is the school committee has put an article on the warrant. They have recently been accepted into the MSBA process, and which would allow us to do a feasibility study. And MSBA requires that, MSBA being the Massachusetts School Building Authority, and we would be eligible if we ultimately get approved for the state through that funding mechanism to pay a portion of whatever the feasibility study would come up with. But at this point, they'll be seeking funding at town meeting to do that feasibility study, and requires that that a building committee get established to oversee that, and that is a process that is really required by the MSBA in order to seek that state funding.
Yeah, or there's steps and hoops to jump through the whole deal, I'm sure, in all of that. I mean, just maybe a couple of other topics to discuss, maybe some updates. I know there's not a lot of news on these different things, but the drain project, which is underway and has been underway in Marblehead.
Well, so we, a couple of years back, we got funding approved for the drainage upgrades in the downtown area along Pleasant Street. The phase one of that project, it was conceived as a three-phase project. Phase one of that project was completed. Last summer, there was no activity going on as it related, but we're now contemplating, at this point, we're under the final design to through the drain department and the Water and Sewer Commission to enter into the bidding process so that we would, in a few weeks, that would see the phase two portion of this, primarily along Pleasant Street and School and Sewell Street areas, commence later this spring in late May or June. So we don't have much more to say about that at this point, but just to say that it is in the offing.
Yeah. And the last question here, John, and we're talking with John McGinn, the town administrator, town of Marblehead, would be the there's an assisted living project that's being discussed in Marblehead, being proposed.
There's a private developer who is proposing the construction of a assisted living facility on Pleasant Street, and that is now currently in the permitting phase in front of the Zoning Board of Appeals and the Planning Board for the permits that they require. And obviously this is a significant project, and the those boards are carefully hearing the pros and cons associated with it, and should be making their decisions in the next month or so, and from there we'll see what happens.
Good. Well, John, is there anything else, any other breaking news or anything else to share with us regarding the town of Marblehead?
That's really obviously this time of year, the focus is on town meeting and getting ready for it. And obviously if we had a different kind of winter, we'd be focused on those things, as you pointed out. But let's just knock on some wood and hope that our good luck continues that way.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring up these bad memories here, because I'm sure that's exactly what they are if you're a town administrator. But anyways, John, thanks so much for your time, and we'll try to stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. John McGinn, Town Administrator, Town of Marblehead, with us on MSONewsSports.com.